We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, we're back with another episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm Tanya.
I'm Dorothy.
And this is going to be a really good episode. Women definitely want to tune in and listen because it will be not only informative, you can help out a local San Diegan with a fundraiser coming up, and you just will want to know for your own sake and for your body.
Yes.
We have a guest today, and her name is Claudia Haudigy, and she is one of my best friends,
yes.
Was a bridesmaid in my wedding, and also one of my husband's very best friends.
Yeah.
So yay. Family pretty much. Hey, Claudia.
I consider you family, yes.
Okay, yay, yay. And Dorothy, you've known Claudia too.
Oh, I've known Claudia. We used to work out together at Orange Theory Fitness.
Oh.
Yeah, remember that?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Claudia's the best. So I'm excited to have you on our episode today. Thank you for coming on.
I need to get back on that working
girl,
out.
Girl, me too. Me too.
All right, it's the end of the year, everybody. Let's just wait, right?
Yeah, we'll start January 1st.
Okay.
New
okay,
decade. Right. New decade, new me.
Yeah, right. Oh my God, new decade.
I know.
Stop.
Isn't that kind of like, see, I know we're getting sidetracked, but yesterday I looked at the moon and I was like, babe, it's the last full moon of the decade.
Oh, who are
look
you?
At it. I know.
Still into this decade.
Yeah. You are so changed. I don't even know you.
Who am I?
That's so funny. But yeah, you're right.
It was
the cold moon.
It was.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Why is it called the cold moon?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up. I want
to know. Anyways, let's get back to the real
yeah,
subject.
Yeah. So Claudia's here in studio with us. And Claudia, is it your fiance that's putting on this event happening
yes.
on the 21st?
Yes. My
okay.
fiance is putting on this event in honor of me and in honor of another organization called Clarity.
Okay, and Clarity is an organization that helps women out with ovarian cancer?
Correct.
Okay, and Claudia, you have had ovarian cancer?
I currently, unfortunately, still have ovarian cancer.
Okay, so let's talk about that, and let's talk about your journey. How did you find out? How did all of this go for you? Tell us your story.
Okay, so the main point that I want to bring out to everyone is that ovarian cancer is called the silent killer, which I found out after I was diagnosed. And it's because there aren't really huge symptoms to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And going back and thinking about it now, some of my best friends said, oh, you would always complain about this. And that's all it is what you feel is bloating. So anything you eat, anything you drink, one bite, you feel bloated. And I used to complain about it all the time, like, oh, I'm bloated. I can't go. I don't want to go. It's an all-day event, and I just feel bloated and sick and had no idea why. And I got
even
checked
when
at
you
doctors.
Like weren't on your period.
Yes.
It was just day-to-day.
Always bloat, like completely full, uncomfortable feeling. And, you know, you don't think cancer with that. You think, oh, IBS, stomach
right. yeah.
problems,
right. yeah.
you know, something that's not too serious. And that was going on for, I would say, about a year, year and a half, the most I could think back about. And there's certain times I'll think when I was at brunch with my friends and I'm like, oh, I can't eat this. I can't drink one more mimosa. I can't drink even a sip. Because it was that bad of an uncomfortable feeling. So it wasn't pain. It's just bloating. So I would say that's the main thing that I've learned through all of this is I want everyone to really be aware of their bodies. And if you've never had these symptoms before, like any type of stomach ache or bloat, that's something to talk to your doctor about.
Are there other symptoms to be looking out for?
There really aren't.
Jeez. So that's why it's called the silent killer.
Yeah. So most women just, oh, I'm having stomach issues and then it's too late. And the next thing is I do have a rare form of ovarian cancer, and it's called low-grade serous ovarian. So ovarian cancer is a high, the cells create really fast, and that's why it's also called the silent killer, because it grows so quickly, and if you have surgery, it spreads very easily. And so,
really?
Yeah. So the pro about what I have is, because there's not really a big pro in cancer, but it's low grade because it's a very slow growing cancer. Okay. Mm-hmm. So since it was low grade, when they, you know, I had surgery, I went to the emergency room because I was feeling that pain. I got a pain. Instead of just the bloat, I started feeling a really bad pain. And it was like a irritating pain. And I couldn't go to the bathroom. I couldn't pee. I couldn't go number two. I couldn't do anything.
Okay, so take us back to that day. Like, okay. To the day that, that all of this went down.
So I had been feeling the more bloating. And, oh, I'm sorry. There is another thing. You do go pee a lot. Mm. You pee more often. So,
oh, okay.
So I had noticed that I was peeing a lot more. I did notice that.
Okay.
Like anything I did, I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
So you're like, gosh, what's wrong with me? I'm bloated and I have a small bladder.
Yes, that's exactly. Yes. So those were, you know, you don't think cancer though.
Right.
So that was going on. And I remember that, you know, I was going to baseball games and doing things and I always felt like I had to go to the bathroom. So I'm at work. The day I found out is I'm at work, normal day. And I remember I was hosting a call and I had to mute it and tell my boss, like, I can't be here. I need to go home. I felt, I didn't even really know what anxiety was at that time, but I felt like pressure on my chest, anxiety. I was sweating and I couldn't pee and I couldn't poop for hours. Mm. So I went home and I was like, not one drip would come out. I'm like, what is wrong with me? And
but you had the urge to.
Yes, the urge to. And then my friend called me just to call and chit chat. And that's when I knew something was completely wrong, because when I answered the phone, I immediately just started crying.
Oh my
gosh.
So
it wasn't like a. And so I was like, I need to go to the ER. You're calling me? Take me to the ER. And she was like, what's going on? So I went to the ER. And as you know, I go saying I have an uncomfortable feeling. It wasn't taken right away. And it wasn't until about midnight that they took me in. I went in at 5 p.m.
Oh my gosh. You were waiting for 7 hours?
Yes. So I was very uncomfortable. I was waiting in the car and my friend was waiting in the ER for them to call my name because I was that uncomfortable. And then at 2 a.m, they already had done tests. And at 2 a.m, they said, you have to have emergency surgery right now. And I was like, what?
Oh my gosh.
So I knew something was really wrong at that point, but I was in so much pain that I thought, you know, whatever, like, let's do this. So I called my family at 3 a.m. and, my sister, I woke up and my whole family was there. That's all I remember.
What did they do? What surgery?
So at that time, well, you know, it was emergency surgery. They just said, we see, you know, something by your ovary and we need to take it out and we don't know what it is. So I already was scared and thought, okay. But then I thought, you know, maybe it's benign or, maybe it's like a huge cyst. I've had a family member who's had problems like that and had to have surgery and it was really not a big deal. So, I was thinking, well, it's in the family. It's probably nothing.
So when they told you that you needed surgery, you definitely did not think cancer.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't. I just thought they need to take it out and fine. So I called my sister because my parents were actually out of town. I think they're in Northern California at the time. I called my sister to come. She called my parents. I found out later, of course. All I know is I woke up from surgery and my whole family was there. It was about 7 a.m.
Wow.
And then my parents had caught a flight right away. They were in San Francisco and they were all there. And then that moment, though, I did know without them telling me that I had cancer, because I woke up and I saw 3 doctors. I can remember it like it was yesterday. 3 doctors walking up to me with their white coats and I felt like it was slow motion. I was just like, I have cancer. Why are there 3 doctors coming towards me? And my brother was with me and he was like, oh, I could see in his face, like, don't do this with me here. And he told the doctor, let me call my parents. And I remember the doctor saying, like, looking at him, like, calm down.
Yeah.
We need to talk to her. And I was like, oh, God. I think the first few months, though, I was kind of, what is it called?
Numb.
Yeah. And in denial.
Yeah.
In denial, because
how long ago was this?
This was September 2017. So September 13th is when I went to the ER. Mm-hmm. So I wake up September 14th and I believe they had removed one ovary, one fallopian tube where it was. And that was great. They didn't remove everything because they were like, okay, she's not a mom yet.
Right.
They removed what they could. And they were very, very optimistic. They said, you know, you're young, you're going to go through this chemotherapy and it's going to be fine. And, you know, at that time, you know, I don't know if I'm happy or mad about them telling me that, because I was happy because it gave me something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, this chemo is horrible, but I know I'm going to be free of cancer when I'm done.
Right.
That's how I felt. So if they would have told me, I don't know if this is going to work, I don't know if I would have been so positive. Mm. But yeah, unfortunately, it didn't clear all of it away. And I had to have another surgery. And I'm still, you know, an ovarian cancer fighter. And I am on some chemo pills. So I don't have to get it done through my veins anymore, which is great. And this one's working very well. I get checked every 3 months. And what's left is very small, but it's still cancer. And it needs to get out of my body. Right. So it is shrinking and shrinking every time I get a scan.
Did they have to remove your other ovary?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh,
man. So I don't have my ovaries or my fallopian tubes, but you know, I live my life every day. I go to work. I'm engaged, and you know, everything's going great for me. And the only trouble is, and why we're having the event is because the costs of everything. You know, I see a lot of doctors, and there's different approaches, and there's CBD, and there's, you know, THC, and there's yoga, and there's holistic oils, and there's just so much out there, and I know that those things will help me. And then the ongoing cost, my doctor's in Los Angeles, so traveling and the copays, man. And my medicines are ongoing forever. Right now, it's like a forever. I have no idea when I'm going to be able to stop these medicines, and it's just ongoing costs that are not ending, and it can pile up pretty quickly. So my fiance sees that stress, and I'm just trying to always hold it together. So he is a skateboarder, but he does downhill skating. I don't know if you guys have heard of that. Mm-mm. But
no, nothing about it.
I didn't know what it was either until I started talking to him, and it is like a speed downhill skateboarding. It is scary, but if you look it up on YouTube, there are so many videos. There's so many people that do this. It's very impressive. So scary.
It sounds entertaining as well.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't even skateboard on a flat street. So.
Girl, me too.
So, yeah, he is hosting this event because he has worked with, he's talked to this guy. His name's Scott, and he owns a skateboard shop here called Mirror Skate. And he travels the world with a team, and they literally travel the world and find these huge hills, and they skate them. And it's a thrill, you know, it's excitement.
Yeah.
It's adrenaline rush, and he loves doing that. So he talks to him quite often, and, you know, he thought, why not put on an event where people can have fun and they're donating to the cause? And then also the nonprofit organization I talked about earlier, Clarity, they help me a lot too. They have support groups, and what they do is they have scientists and doctors, and all they're doing is looking for a cure for ovarian cancer. So I reach out to them a lot, talk to them a lot, and help them with fundraisers. The problem with that is, you know, that's not for me. It's for everyone in the county, you know. So I'm helping them, and they're helping me with services. But this event is more to help me with my ongoing costs.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's going to be coming up December 21st.
That's right. December 21st. And she's the homie. So,
yeah,
you know, we got to hook
come
it
support.
Up. We got to hook it up.
So where is this at again?
Okay. So this is an area in Poway. It's called Poway Pump Station. And there's a long road. You'll see it's called Car Away, and it's a downhill, you know, road. So that's where they do the downhill skateboarding.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so I have a flyer with the zip code and the area. And Mirror Skate's also going to be advertising for me. And right now what we're doing is if you do downhill skateboarding, or if you know anyone that does and wants to participate, they can buy a ticket on Eventbrite, and then they'll just search for Skate for a Cure. But if you guys just want to help me out with this battle and help by donating, you know, it could be anything, $1, yeah. $20, it doesn't matter. I do have my Venmo set up. And we can put that up there.
Yeah, we'll put it up. All the info up.
It's just Claudia Haudegui. And then I do have a public Instagram that I created just to tell my story and keep it out there. And it's called Teal, There Is a Cure. And it's teal because that's the cancer ribbon color for ovarian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because how old are you?
I'm 33.
Yeah, I mean, that's so young to have to have that news and then to go through all of this surgery and the chemo and like that's, it's not easy. I can't even imagine. And my cousin actually had ovarian cancer. I think she just had a different kind, but she had, she kind of same story. She went through chemo twice and it was kind of the same thing. Like we didn't know that she was sick. She didn't know that she was sick. And then all of a sudden one day we got a call like, hey, Jimin has cancer and she might be dying. And we're like,
scary.
It's terrifying.
So, Claudia, I want to go back to your story and all the times that you felt these things and then you talked to the doctors. And what have they told you? Like, what could you have looked out for? How could this have been prevented? What would you tell women other than listening to their body right now? I mean, I know that it's silent.
I know. The only thing that I've always said is I don't know why they changed the to get checked every 3 years or something or 5 years for a pap smear.
Yeah.
I don't know why they changed that.
I know. I feel like they keep pushing
longer.
It back.
Yeah, I think it was 3 years. Now it's 5 years. That too, I think why, you know, that's a precious area down there where a lot of diseases could occur. So I really think you should push to get checked every year. However, there's things you need to tell them to look for. It's not just, oh, do a pap smear, you know. You want to say, oh, I feel pressure down there. Like anything you're feeling, explain that and push for a pap. It literally takes like 5-10 minutes to do one. It's not a big deal. And also there's a blood test. So I don't know if they'll just do this for anyone, but the test that I always take, and it's like a cancer marker test, it's called the CA-125. So if you ever feel out of nowhere, you have these crazy symptoms, even if it's not ovarian, anything that's going on, there's a CA-125 test, and that checks for cancer in your body.
For any kind of cancer.
I believe so. But that's, because my dad had a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, and they did that same test, and I do that test currently. Mm-hmm. And so it's like your number has to be under 35 for like a normal non-cancerous human being. And mine was like, I believe like in the 200s when I first found out.
Oh, wow.
And now it's down into the 40s.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
Oh, so it's getting lower.
It's getting lower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the doctors say that this is something that is, runs in the family, or can anyone just get this?
So that's a scary part. It does not run in my family.
Okay.
And I also did genetic testing, and they found nothing abnormal in my body. So they have no idea why I got this type of cancer.
Wow.
Just a little cell in my body wanted to have a party and mess it up, I guess. I don't know. They don't know. I'm actually going through those chemo pills, which I told you. And my Los Angeles doctor said, well, there's actually something else called immunotherapy. So it's like, I don't know too much about it, but they inject your body and it's like you're fighting your own battle with cancer. And I really wanted to go that route, but there was some tests they did and they were like, well, you're on the verge of either way.
Mm-hmm.
So the chemo pills have been working great for me. So we're staying on that path.
Yeah.
But she said she could submit some other tests that really try to target why this happened to me. And the immunotherapy may help even more and get rid of it. So it's going to take a few months. You know, I don't know all that doctor stuff, but I am on that path as well, which could potentially even be better than what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But right now I'm sticking on this path.
I've known you for so many years now, and I'm just always so impressed with how positive you remain, Claudia, and I'm just so proud of you. And
I try.
You are. I'm gonna cry.
Don't make me cry.
Listen, I'm pregnant. Okay, that's my excuse for everything. But seriously, I mean, it's just I'm listening to you and your journey and how many ups and downs and unknowns, and it's got to be hard for a woman too, you know. And then it's just like there's so many unanswered questions, you know, all these questions I'm asking you, and just like there's no real answer.
Yeah,
it's all
really
an answer.
Strange, because I've had all those questions where I've been really down, and then now I'm like, okay, well, I'm still alive, so I just need to live my life. Like, it took me a long time to be able to talk like this, you know. I cried many times talking about it, but I've just reached a point to it's like, okay, well, I got to do what the doctors say. And I did find the right doctor. I didn't have the right doctor at first. And, you know, I did my own research. That's why I found Clarity. Mm-hmm. I called Cancer Centers of America. They found me a Kaiser doctor because I work for Kaiser and I'm in that Kaiser community and I needed a Kaiser doctor. And they found me a Kaiser doctor, highly recommended in Los Angeles. So I'm so lucky that they found her for me, and I really feel like she's.
Do you mind? I mean, maybe there's a listener out there that's kind of going through the same thing, looking for a doctor. Do you mind saying your doctor's name?
Oh, her name is Dr. Axtell. Yeah.
Okay.
There's so many doctors. Dr. Axtell in Los Angeles. Yeah, she's great. Yes.
Yeah, Claudia. Well, I love you so much, and I again just am so impressed with all this. And I know that there were times. I mean, we're very close, you know. And I know there were times where I've asked, and you're just like, I don't want to talk about it. You know, I just want to have a good day today, and I don't want to talk about it. And I respect that.
I know.
You know?
You're amazing at that. You're like, oh, I get it. Okay.
Well, you know, because it's. Nobody knows. Yeah. You're the only one that knows what you're going through. You know what I mean? You're the only one in your body that's dealing with this in this way, you know? Yeah. So I'm so, so grateful for our friendship. And I'm so glad that you were able to come on this podcast and talk about that because I never knew.
No, I had no idea. I mean, just kind of the same that you're talking about. Seeing you on social media, it's always been very positive,
so positive,
you know? So we really do thank you for coming on and being so open and honest about it.
Thanks for having me. I want to spread the word that it's a silent killer. So just always listen to your body. Always listen to your body. For sure.
And tell us about the event again. It's happening on December 21st.
Yes, it's from 1 to 4, so it's just 3 hours long. And if you want to donate and go watch if you've never seen this and you're interested, you can go watch the skateboarders. It's really entertaining, and you think, how can they do this? They go really fast.
I'm so curious.
I've followed my fiance before in a car, and I'm going like 45, 50, and he's on a skateboard.
Well, it's kind of like when you're snowboarding down a huge mountain, right? Uh-huh. Oh, man, that's scary. It's thrilling, but it can also be like
this is like
which
cars.
You love, by the way.
I do, but I don't go 40 miles per hour.
Oh, okay.
You
know?
I mean, there's pros, and they even go faster. And I mean, he's getting there. They get really fast. So takes a lot of practice, but good for them. I can't do that. But 12/21. The flyer is on my Instagram page, which is public, and it's at Claudie Marie. And then also on the Instagram page I made about my journey, which is Till There Is a Cure _. And then so I have flyers on there, flyers on my Facebook. My fiance's put up flyers at places where the skateboarders skate.
And we'll share it with our Instagram and put it in our podcast description too. Episode.
One thing too. What? We're doing raffles. All the skateboarders know this brand, Sector 9. They're huge.
Oh, yeah.
They sent us a giveaway item, skateboard gloves. There's downhill gloves. That's why. Socks. They gave us some cool stuff. And Mirror Skate is also donating. And then we're going to have other raffles for the non-skateboarders, like Amazon and stuff like that. So.
Oh, very cool.
Like
something
for
everybody.
Nothing about skateboarding. Okay, cool. So we'll post all of this on our Instagram and our Facebook and all of that information. And thank you again, Claudia, for coming
Thanks for having me.
And we wish you the best and are hoping that that count just keeps going down.
Yes.
Thank you.
We love you.
Going down. Yeah.
I love you guys too. You guys are the best.
And you can find you on Instagram where again?
Claudie Marie.
Okay. Claudie Marie or Till There Is a Cure _ for her ovarian cancer awareness page. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram at I'm Tanya Gonzalez, and
I'm at Dorothy on Air.
Yeah, and you can listen to me on John and Tammy on 103.7 KSON from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and Dorothy
on Kixie 96.5 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.